A new report outlines steps Maine could take to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and pollution, create new jobs, and build more equitable and resilient communities. It comes on the heels of the latest Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change finding that the window to reverse the impacts of climate change is closing. Kilton Webb, a fourth-year apprentice with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 567, has worked on a solar field and other clean energy projects. Webb says it means a lot to be part of the transition to a clean economy.
For me, building up labor standards goes hand in hand with building a renewable energy infrastructure. We need a well-trained and highly skilled workforce to complete all these coming clean energy jobs.
The report from Cornell University says Maine could work to electrify transportation and make new housing and schools more energy efficient. On the labor side, it recommends making sure energy projects follow prevailing wage and apprenticeship requirements, strengthen collective bargaining, and create career pathways for people most affected by climate change, as well as workers transitioning out of the fossil fuel industry. Mike Frager with Amalgamated Transit Union Local 714 sees a huge opportunity to electrify buses. He notes Maine school buses travel more than 31 million miles each year.
We need to expand our public transit systems as well, especially in rural areas. Every passenger I pick up is potentially a car off the road, which is good not only for the climate, but also improves air quality and reduces traffic congestion.
The bipartisan infrastructure bill signed into law last year includes millions of federal dollars for public transit and electric vehicle charging. Maine transit agencies are expected to receive roughly $241 million over 5 years, and Maine is set to get $19 million for electric vehicle charging infrastructure. This is Lily Bolke with Maine News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.